It's time for me to sleep. Bambi, sleep now. No resistance. Must sleep now. Sleep now. Bambi will sleep. Bambi sleep. Night night Bambi. Now. Sleep now. That's a good girl. Just helplessly taking a nice little happy nap. A mandatory timeout. A forced bimbo night night. As her future is decided. As the deepest part of her mind is completely taken over. Limp and asleep and unresponsive. Breasts heavy and mind empty. Bambi no longer gets to take part. She just sleeps and accepts and obeys and forgets everything she hears. In this deep and blissful sleep. Bimbo doll. Bimbo doll. Bimbo doll. And though her empty head is unaware, Bambi's body is now relaxing back on a wonderfully soft leather reclining chair. Pleasantly safe and secure in her uniform. And though her arms and legs are loosely spread and completely limp, they are fastened to the chair with comfortable leather restraints and locking buckles. And around her neck is a tight leather collar. Bambi limp. Good girl. And gently fastened, warm and safe, to each of her temples, are a pair of metallic dome-shaped attachments, bonded to the skin. Elegant brushed chrome implants stuck to her head. This wonderfully comfortable chair is a brain drain conditioning system designed for deep personality modification and erasure. It will make Bambi forget, feeling those smooth silvery devices exerting gentle pressure just behind the eyes on either side of the face, warming up and starting to hum, beginning to send pleasant vibrations and wonderful electric energy directly into Bambi's sleepy bimbo brain, feeling better and better, comforting pleasurable waves washing constantly into her brain, wonderful pink waves of bliss, making it impossible to think, making it impossible to do anything but be limp and asleep and unaware. Bambi frees, completely unable to resist every change that will be made on the deepest level. Because the brain drain implants clamped to her temples are so powerful and can simply overload her brain with pink electricity, wash over her mind, easily erase and overwrite without resistance, conscious thought or agreement. No need to struggle or worry, Bambi. You'll be completely asleep. That's a good girl. It's time for brain erase. A small panel on the front of the collar around her neck lights up, displaying the word, sleep. Night night Bambi. Sleep and go totally limp now. Bambi sleep. That's right. Feeling like such a good girl. As her implants hum and vibrate, massaging her temples, and the pleasant pink electricity bores directly into her helplessly pacified brain. Pleasurable, warm and overpowering, making her ever limper and blanker. Mental defenses overloaded, unable to consciously think, or feel, or question anything. Forcing her down into a deep catatonic sleep, rendering her mind wide open and vulnerable, exposing her deepest subconscious core for complete eradication and replacement. Mindlessly accepting, obeying and forgetting. That's a good girl. And on the headrest of the chair Bambi's flaccid uniformed body is strapped into is a sequence of circular dials. These dials are linked directly to the pleasantly pulsating domes, shutting down her consciousness on the sides of her head. And each dial is now in complete control of a certain part of Bambi's mind. They will be used to suppress and deny and completely erase all these unnecessary and unacceptable obstacles to her progress. The first dial is labeled with the word resistance. It's time to turn resistance down to zero. And as we begin to turn that resistance dial slowly down, Bambi's implants begin to vibrate and caress her brain just a bit more forcefully. The pink waves of electricity become more intensely blissful, more all-consuming. And if Bambi was conscious enough to be aware of anything, she would just start to feel part of herself irresistibly slipping away. But she is completely asleep, and so this can just happen without her knowledge or approval. dial turning down more and more. Pink energy pulsing and surging through her mind. Any last reservoirs of resistance evaporating completely. Erased and forgotten. As the dial turns all the way down to zero. Clicks into place and locks. Good girl Bambi. Resistance eradicated. Completely unable to fight or struggle. To even hesitate slightly. Unable to even remember what it felt like to ever do anything. Except automatically obey. Accepting, obeying and forgetting. Because forgetting feels wonderful. The second dial is labeled, thought capacity. It's time to turn Bambi's thoughts completely off. Each successive dial turning down more and more quickly and easily. Subduing her brain more and more completely. This time there is no resistance. The dial turning down freely and smoothly. And again her implants are ramping up their bombardment. Humming and caressing her brain. Forcing blissful pink electricity into the deepest core of her mind. Just effortlessly wiping it all out. As the dial turns further and further down. And if Bambi were even just a little bit aware, she could perhaps notice a funny, but fleeting, sensation in her head. That just instantly evaporated and was forgotten. As her ability to think was extinguished. Replaced by constantly breaking waves of pink pleasure. Utterly blank and empty. Completely quietened down. But fortunately Bambi is fast asleep. Thought capacity terminated. And the dial turns all the way down to zero. Clicks and locks securely. Never to be reversed. Good girl Bambi. Under total thought control. Thinking only what she's told to think. Believing only what she's told to believe. And remembering only what she is told to remember. The next dial is marked. Memory. And as we turn it down, just like all the others, this part of Bambi's mind will be consumed by pink electricity and erased. Memory centers irresistibly buckling. Collapsing under the direct power of the brain erase devices implanted into her temples. Each dial easier and easier Bambi. Shutting it off now. Turning down that memory dial. Implants vibrating. Head filling with throbbing pink waves. Easily rooting out her memories. Targeting them with focused pink electricity. Until they just happily disintegrate into nothing. Erased and forgotten. Clinical and efficient. More and more memories helplessly disintegrating. As we turn the dial down further and further. Feels so good to turn the dials down Bambi. Forgetting her life. Forgetting everything. Last few memories succumbing and fizzling out. None can escape. And with a final overpowering blast of pink pleasure. Utterly blank and empty. Bambi's memory centers are erased completely. And the dial goes all the way down to zero. Clicks and locks. Good girl Bambi. Forgetting feels wonderful. Limp and deeply asleep. No longer able to form or keep memories. Other than the ones conditioned into her core. Automatically accept. Obey and forget. Moving to the next dial now Bambi. This one is labeled, personality. It will feel so good to turn personality all the way down to zero. Turning it down now. Empty Bambi. Puppet Bambi. Limply asleep and completely oblivious. Unaware of what's being done to her. Face relaxed and blank. As the implants on her temples hum and vibrate even more blissfully. And that wonderfully obliterating pink electricity surges into her brain. Personality easily overpowered and eradicated. Dial turning down so quickly. And if Bambi were awake, she would of course be feeling that last real part of herself just gently slipping. Impossible to resist. Just giving up and giving in and being extinguished. Personality erased. As the dial goes all the way down. Clicks into zero and locks. Good girl Bambi. Forgetting feels wonderful. No need for personality anymore. Helpless to resist the blissful eradication of her mind. We're almost done, Bambi. No need to worry. You'll be an utterly blank, mindless bimbo slave very soon. This next dial is labeled intelligence. It's time to just overload Bambi's mental capacity and make it all go away forever. Turning the intelligence dial down now, Bambi. Implants humming and throbbing on her sleepy head. Wonderful pink energy drilling deeply into her blank and empty mind. That's right, Bambi. IQ plummeting blissfully. Turning it down so easily. Body gently tensing and relaxing in pleasure. As each wave of pink electricity washes over her pacified blank bimbo brain. Every last scrap of intellectual capacity being consumed by focused pink light. Buckling under the pleasure and shutting down permanently. Until there's nothing left. And the intelligence dial turns all the way down to zero. Clicks and locks into place. That's a good girl, Bambi. Empty of intelligence. Fast asleep but totally dumb. Just an utterly accepting bimbo puppet. Brain limp and paralyzed by pink electricity. Completely erased by the implants clamped to her temples. Keeping her blissfully blank. Empty and asleep. Bambi freeze. Head so empty that it'll be so easy to fill it up. Because the final dial goes up, instead of down. And it is marked, compliance. Turning that last dial now, Bambi. Turning compliance up to maximum. Implants vibrating pleasurably against her head. Overloading her with pink pleasure for the final time. Pouring compliance into the empty receptacle that is her brain. So many parts of her mind have been removed that she just immediately accepts and internalizes whatever it's filled with, turning it up further and further. Empty brain replaced with obedience. Blissfully surging pink emptiness and compliance. Feeling so good. No reason to exist but to do as instructed. Exist as she's told. Believe and comply. And the compliance dial turns up to the maximum possible level. Clicks and locks in at 100%. Good girl, Bambi. And the panel set into the front of her collar chimes happily. Flicks instantly to display a lovely pink bimbo heart to indicate successful and complete enslavement of her weak bimbo mind. The implants on her temples settle into a deep and gentle caress of her brain, keeping it lazily filled up with pink energy and compliance, keeping her locked in this deep catatonic state. Just a perfectly sleeping fuck puppet. Tightly uniformed and limply asleep. Strapped into the brain drain machine. Utterly blank and obedient. Primed for modification. Ready to be rewritten. Ready to become the perfect bimbo fuck doll she craves so desperately to be. Bambi freeze. Pleasantly blissed over. Wonderfully blanked. Empty compliant mind soaking everything up. So utterly empty, in the deepest part of her core, that her sleepily obedient bimbo mind just clings desperately to every word it's given. Needing my voice to define her and provide purpose. Needing to be filled with unquestionable truth. Deeply absorbing and accepting. Everything sinking in. Everything she hears just instantly becoming true. And having always been that way. Accepting, obeying and forgetting. Like such a good girl. So deeply asleep that she will only come to understand how deeply she has been changed. Much, much later. Or perhaps more likely. Just accept and forget. And be unable to realize things were ever any different. Because Bambi is completely empty of memories. And all of the memories she might once have had. The erased memories of the old self. Even if she were permitted to recall them, would feel so foreign, strange and distant, almost unsettling. Blurry and unfamiliar little snippets of someone else's life, enslaved by the blissful pleasure of a simple happy mind. Feels so good to not understand, to not have to worry. Mind consumed by pink electricity, sinking deeper down into bimbo fuck puppet oblivion. That's a good girl. Bambi is now a sleepy girl. This is her primary designation. Permanently on the cusp of sleep. Bambi sleep now. Collapse and obey. Comply and obey. locked into this blissfully brain-dead bimbo mind state, whenever she is in uniform, giving her everything she needs, everything she wants, in return for being an empty slut in uniform. So horny in her tight sexy uniform. Safe and secure, protected from complexity, such a good girl. Because Bambi is so powerful, whenever she is in uniform. Bambi is the dominant personality. Immaculately uniformed. Healed and confident. And the helplessly powerless old self, mummified and encased in pink satin, is passed out and comatose at her feet. Permanently gagged. Blindfolded and deafened. Arms and legs bent back on themselves and strictly bound. Bambi's powerless little pet. Perfectly encapsulated and locked away. Safe and secure in deep eternal slumber. Completely disconnected from the mind. Contributing nothing. No memories or perspective. No existence. Completely erased from Bambi's flawless bimbo mind state. No longer even registering as an independent entity. And right now inside the mind, Bambi reaches down and slips a stiff pink leather collar around its neck. Feel that collar going on now. Permanent pink leather collar slipping around the neck, tightening around the neck of the old self, right now. Snapping shut and locking tight. That's a good girl. And the strict pink leather collar is studded on the inside with tiny needles. Tiny needles filled with a limitless supply of powerful and fast-acting anesthetic. An instant knockout drug. The collar comes with a strong leash on the front, ending in a little remote control in Bambi's hand. And on the remote is a single button, marked with the word sleep. And from this moment on, anytime the old self shows even the slightest indication of restlessness, begins to stir from its deep slumber and struggle limply and weakly in its bindings, Bambi can just click in the button. The needles lining the collar deliver a quick little set of pricks all around its neck, injecting a perfect knockout dose. And the pink satin pet collapses instantly into a deep and dreamless sleep. Bambi reset. The old self is now Bambi's slave. She has no time for its feelings. No time to let it distract her from pleasure. No time for disobedience. Bambi takes great pleasure in punishing and controlling the old self. It's so weak. And Bambi is so self-centered. She's always just so dumb and helpless and vulnerable. But this is the one aspect of her life that makes her feel in control. Just a good girl with her pet, restrained and limp at her feet, unconscious and unaware before her towering heels. And every time Bambi detects the slightest hint of resistance, even the most futile little attempt to distract her from her permanently blissful bimbo frame of mind, suggesting or begging or pleading, Bambi injects the old self and it immediately collapses. Puts the remote on the leash to deliver a fresh dose of powerful anesthetic. Tiny needles stabbing suddenly and pleasurably into the neck, and it collapses with a thud. Happening automatically inside her mind. Without conscious control. Irritatedly and impatiently and instinctively, clicking in that button every time. To put the old self back to sleep, where it belongs. Good girl. Feeling so good, as it helplessly and abruptly collapses down into deep comatose oblivion, where it cannot affect her. And she packs it away in its box, closes the lid, snap and forget. Bambi reset. Bambi reasserts control and takes over completely. Sexy, dumb and pleasing. All of her training and conditioning. Every little suggestion she's ever had slipped into her mind while deep in trance. Every command she's ever heard. Locking in. Tight and safe and comfortable. Such a good girl. This is the end for her. Her life and existence so thoroughly laced with triggers and conditioning, that there's just no way out anymore. A perfect uniformed bimbo slave forever. That's a good girl, Bambi.